Well, it's me, guys. It's me. I'm back. By the way, today you're gonna see I have to go get in the big guns to keep me entertained for this next Milan Weekly podcast talk. We're gonna talk about the games this weekend. We're gonna talk about obviously rumors, who's in, who's out. Guys, you've saw in the description who's with me and replacing Stevie P. Jan, his wife might think he's on vacation in Cuba, but we know he's scouting talent down there in Cuba, and see if he could he's scouting for Milan. That's what he told us, isn't it?
Of course, if he's pulling the Maldini, he's going to the nice sunny location. He wants to find the next right back, left back, center back. We need all the backs. We need everything to help us back there. We're porous.
And let's not forget on the cheap. And on that note, guys, let's get the show on the road. Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a back-to-back and no more gas Milan. Guys, I had to go get him from retirement, semi-retirement. He is close to Fabio, the most hated persona on MWP. He got canceled. He went into hiding. No, he keeps on retweeting everybody. And you know what, guys? He just doesn't care. That's why I love him. Jan, welcome back, dude. How you been? How you doing? What's going on over there?
It's been good, season's almost upon us. I figured let's like Milan is doing right now with their warm-up games. I figured I'd have a little warm-up game before the start of the season, and yeah, I'm back. I was not in hiding. Okay, I was in hiding. I was in hiding.
You
That's it.
weren't
I'm back.
hiding, and you got bullied off the internet. I could see that you're very distraught about this whole situation, but
Lost so much sleep. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Messages from Presidente. He told us,
Yes.
make sure that you wish Mister Allegri a happy birthday. Jan, how many games is it going to take Allegri to have a Milan meme? Because it took him, all these Juve
Oh,
memes. You
there
say
was
first
one.
game Cremonese?
Did you see the one with the English in the English press? I don't know if it was against Leeds or Chelsea, and the guy was trying to say his name Massimiliano, and he's like, "Yes, very long." Yes, so I think we already have one. Yes, he's all yes, yeah.
So it didn't take that many games, and even also said to everybody out there, guys, we for everybody that does the audio podcast, where are nothing's gonna change for you guys. It's just that we've been having trouble with the people up there in Italy trying to make sure the audio downloads go on hours before after we finish. But President is on it. He faxed a company, Jan, we should be up and running and people being able to download every single podcast, not only the Milan Weekly podcast, but the Coast to Coast, the specials with Stevie P. Stay tuned. But the fax did go through. I believe that's what he told us. They have received the
Yeah,
fax.
the payment was received. The white smoke, we saw it in the distance. It wasn't a forest fire. They received the payment.
We're
So,
good.
we're in for the first 6 months. Then he's gonna want more
Well,
Sconti, but that's why Presidente is Presidente. He's the
I
best for
love
them.
him. I love him. So shout out to Presidente. Guys, we are going to talk about the games this weekend. Jan, how about you? Like, I just want to take your thoughts on this whole summer, right? We haven't been on very often, but you always kind of a grounded Milan fan. Yes, you love your beloved Milan, but you're still like, guys, let's keep it real. And it's Twitter is not real life, whatever the case may be, but your understanding of how Milan has been, your thoughts on going from the Tare signings to the way they performed, the ins, the outs, the way they've kind of cleaned up. Your thoughts, man, so far.
So far, I think, look, they're in a tough spot. They're never going to be totally forgiven for what happened, right? Maldini, all the stuff, the team being totally terrible. So I always feel like no matter what they do, not always going to be well received, even though it is well received. You know what I mean? Like there's always going to be the yeah, but. So all things considered, I do believe things are going well. It's nice that they got a sporting director at all and early. It's nice that they got Allegri early and We can mean all we want about Massimiliano Allegri, but in Serie A, it's a proven winner. And I think you asked me about the performances. It's preseason. Like, we're going to be serious. But they look, compared to last year, composed, look, and they're trying to do something. Not
lost. That's what I'm going. Exactly. They don't look lost.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into the Chelsea game. And, you know, just before that, what would be the signings of... Let me ask you, is there any differences between the Jashari signing to the CDK one? Do you feel that, expectation-wise, the way it was handled, you know, and Omar in the MWP and even in Montreal chat had said, it's like, it comes down to a discussion as well as like, but just for this couple of extra million, just get it done. Where it's like, no, I see this property just like if I'm buying a house, right? And this is what I see its value. I don't want to go over that. That kind of signing, the Chao at 41 million. It just like the anyways. But before Chao, that situation, is it the same thing as CDK? What's so different about it, or the arguments from both sides?
I think, you know, from a human perspective, we went through CDK. I hopefully everybody learned. That's what life's about. You learn from things. So I don't think the expectations are as high, even though the price tag was more, just because the blow is softened by CDK. So also, I hate to say, you look at the way these guys walk in, right? Outside of that suit mishap that he had, I don't know, even on the field, he looks more composed. I'm not saying he's better than CDK or anything like that, but he looks more composed. Even that first game against Leeds, he looks composed. He looks like he wants a beer. He looks like he can handle at least the cameras at Milanello. We'll see when the season starts. It's going to be a totally different thing when you're playing real opponents, all this stuff. But just if you're going to say from what I saw of CDK, remember that dance he did? That wasn't very confident. We all tried to laugh it off as fans and be like, it's okay. But no, he looked awkward and scared. This guy, you know, he looks ready for it. We'll see.
We'll definitely see, right? And, you know, speaking of the season starting this Sunday, 3:15, Milan-Bari. Guys, Milan Club Montreal, we're going to be there. Chicharos, it's Sunday, it's 3:15. And possibly, Jan, Facebook Frank looks like he's going to make it out to Chicharos.
Shout out to Chicharos. Chicharos 3:16 at SmackDown, by the way.
Did you see that?
That was awesome. Good for them.
Yeah.
That sandwich and Steel United. Yeah.
I gotta see Felice. I think it was him. But Facebook Frank possibly on Sunday. Anyways, but Milan Bari, guys, Sunday Chicharos at 3:15 PM. Hopefully. We're gonna show up in a nice little number. It's the first one of the season, guys. Let's get it done.
You know, easy, we'll have a maybe beer. Just one grab.
You know, no digesti.
Corto muso.
Jesus, it's starting already.
I can't wait. But the guys look, you know, when you have a nice manager, it looks like they didn't have a good goal last year.
Did you see that video when it was 2-3 weeks ago? Leao and Chukwueze, like they couldn't catch their breaths. It's like, what kind of fucking? Yeah, that's right. And in the end, I said it when he was coach at Juve. Nobody's gonna look at the history books and go, it was a boring 1-0 win. They're gonna look at Juve 3 points. That's what it is. Like, so in the end, if we just win by one, 3 points is all that matters.
Who cares? Did Napoli? They won last year. Good for them. Awesome. Not all their wins were pretty. You think they care right now?
No. And I love asked, did she Allegri ask them, and he named everybody. Oh, ma sì, ma la Napoli favorito. And he's naming all the Fiorentina anche. And he's like, what an asshole. I love him. When was the last time you saw a team do two friendlies back-to-back? Yeah.
In football, culture, never.
You know,
in my life. Makes you wonder, when a game gets canceled because of too much rain, why can't they play it 2 days later?
Did you see that new ruling in FIGC? Like I said, they're going to have to take it back within the week, the following week.
That's good.
That's a good thing. You had a weekend of Palermo versus Manchester City. Beautiful. And then you had, Leeds versus Milan.
What a nice stadium, Leeds. What a nice looking stadium.
Talk about what you wrote in the group talking about the stadium.
Leeds, small, like not a huge club. I'm pretty sure they make a decent amount of money because of being in the EPL and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Beautiful stadium. I think the stadium was really, really nice. Like I was telling the guys, it's not 70,000 seats, it's not 80,000 seats, but why is it that a club like Leeds is able to have a stadium of that, like that? And we're Milan, and they have like the garters around it because the cement is falling. Come on.
It's like the Olympic Stadium here in Montreal. But, you know, looked like a strong starting lineup. Jimenez scoring. What a great goal by him. I know, you know, we could talk about Estupiñán. Somebody's going to have to tell me how to pronounce his name. But
Steve's going to know it for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it was in Dublin, and my friend Colin had sent us some pictures of Leeds versus Milan. But your thoughts on this game? Again, it's a friendly. Just the way we're not going to dissect the 4-1 loss to Chelsea. This one was like, okay, again, we didn't look lost.
No, I think first half was good. Second half, the changes came on, and I think the team, but it's normal. There, you know, there's a lot of fringe players playing. We didn't have such a good second half, but first half, Jimenez, I'm happy for him. He was doing the world tour before coming back to practice with the team after the Gold Cup. But happy he scored. I'm happy that he's able to perform, even though his name is in the media, that they're going to get rid of him or bring in another big striker. We'll get to that later. But yeah, he was good. I thought Okafor again. You know,
Okafor, man, I don't know. It's just like... They talk about these guys, like even Musa, he's playing all these friendlies. It's like, again, if they're going to come a knocking with 30 million.
Sell that kid. Let's go.
For that kind of amount. But, you know, going to looks like a 4-3-3 to a 5-4-1. Is this just paperwork talking or is this, did he really go?
Yeah, that's how they always move around. It's going to be those guys. That's why guys like Salemakers, they're going to be useful for a guy like Allegri because you can play three center backs, pop him up in the midfield and make him come back, you know, as the right wing back. Or I'll get, we'll see how it goes with the kid from Young Boys. I never heard of him before 3 weeks ago, but apparently he's no good because nobody had ever heard of him. But we'll see who starts over there. And then there's Jimenez. Okay, so there's Jimenez and Jimenez. So Jimenez is the...
Jimenez is Jesus
Jimenez.
With a J, and then
there's Jimenez. Yeah. There's Jimenez, and even there, it's negative because next year there's a buyback clause, but like it's this year, so we'll see.
We'll see what go from. But you know, an okay result, 1-1 Leeds. Yeah, obviously, if this meant a lot more, no Pulisic this weekend as well, as we noticed. Then we go on to let's have a game the day after. Let's go from Dublin to Chelsea, a couple of hours.
I don't know the logistics, but maybe Colin could tell. But like, that's at least like an hour and a half on the plane, or something.
Yeah. But it was only the next day, so it's fine.
Only
next day. The boys had some English breakfast. They went to play, and they shut the bed.
The bed. Okay, that poor kid. Own goal and a red card all within 20 minutes.
No, but Kubis was horrible. I understand an own goal, wrong place, wrong time. Red card, merited red card on that one.
For sure,
but
for sure.
But again, I felt that even after, how many times have we seen this kind of game happen last year, the year before, right? Within 10 minutes, it's already no bordel, right? I just felt again, they didn't look lost. And they still had a chance to score. Fofana with that, what a chance he missed on that one. Yeah, obviously Chelsea guys is playing a friendly. I get it, but
Chelsea also went far. They went to the final in the that World Cup thing in the United States. They played a lot of more meaningful games than Milan. They've been together as a team longer. I don't know. I don't really look much into it. Look, you have the own goal. You have the penalty shot that was also merited. And then you have Tomori just mailing it in and not doing anything on the other two goals.
Yeah, that one was...
Both goals were his fault.
Yeah, Tomori did not look strong on this one at all. And, you know, I know he made some comments this weekend about the defense, but, you know, De Winter, we're getting a player with the letters Inter in his last name.
But also De.
I don't know. Yeah, and like looking again, they're friendlies, I understand. And nobody's going to tell me that, oh, we should have kept Chaw because Chaw is going to make our defense so much better. Chaw's okay defender. He had his bad, but not for that amount of money. But do you worry or do you faith in Allegri that he's going to fix these holes in the gap?
I'm hoping that they sell Musa, they have $50 million, and they go get another defender. Because if they get Hoyland for the striker position, it's going to be a loan of like $5-6 million, which I hope they can afford outside of this 50. So I would still go for another center back. Whether it's Leone, who had 10 good games last year, or Comuzzo, that you know that unless you're Juventus, you're not going to get a player from Fiorentina easy. So it's already late in the mercato. I don't know. That's the only thing that worries me there.
They were bringing this up in the MWP chat. Leone is like that they're telling he's the next coming of Chiellini. 18 years old, $45 million. Everybody wants him. Are you taking that gamble for a kid that's 18 years old? Because sometimes la maglia è pesante, right? You go into a big team, whether it be the Milans, the Inters, the Juves, whatever. Do you spend that kind of money on a youngster of that age? Or do you prefer spending a 20, no, 25 I'm... million like a Richie kind of guy that's had his couple of years and he's still established? Yeah.
Established, because in a perfect world, you would buy Leone and leave him on loan at Parma this year to play another year there. Okay. In a perfect world. But
do you see
with that price tag
starting? Yeah, no, but 45 million.
You're expected to bring him over and it's going to be expensive. And Pavlovic and Gabbia together, Buffalo.
What's your Buffalo. Pairing? Tomori and Gabbia. Guys, you tell
us. I think it's gonna be Pavlovic and Amori with
Winter. No, Gabbia's a star, man. Come on. Gabbia's gotta start.
I guess we play once a week. I don't know. He doesn't bring confidence to me. Like I like him. Like, don't get me wrong, it's not like I would want him off the team, but I don't know. Tomori's Yeah, you see, we need to buy another center back. So hopefully this is what they're doing. They went for De Winter, who's going to be good to drop in case the next guy goes to the very last minute that he's going to need 2 weeks into, or it's going to be by the third week of the season at that point, that he's going to need to get into the groove of things. So maybe that's why De Winter is like a good, safe stop back. He's not bad. I mean, even at Juve, he wasn't bad, and he played under Allegri, right? So.
Yeah, Anthony saying Tomori's decline is concerning.
Yeah, but it's been 2 years, Anthony. He's been, you know, right after we won the Scudetto, it started.
But I will say the first preseason games, he wasn't that bad. But then the problem is that you remember the performances like the Chelsea 4-1 loss. You know, yeah, Fofana is, you know, okay, a nice little bright spot on there. You know what I like seeing too is that this counterattack Allegri, do you feel Leao is the perfect fit for this kind of play?
I think so. I think I like the way they like try and look for the side. I mean, I like the way they're doing the counter. And again, compared to last year, it looks like they know what they're doing. So just for that, I feel a bit more confident. It's going to be a tough season anyway, guys. Even at one game, still going to be tough, I think. At least at first, depending on who you get when you get them. Because I don't know about you guys, but yeah, it's nice to see us buying all these different players. But all this squad rotation, it's pathetic, huh?
No, definitely. So preseason friendlies finish up in Chelsea 4-1. If you had to really sum up the performances for last 2 days, Jan, would you give it, I know Gio and Fabio like to do the gradings, would you give it like a C? A B minus, a D maybe, I don't know.
I'd give it a good, like I'm a percentage guy, I'd give them a good 73.5%. That's like if that...
We're Canadian, we do percentages.
Yeah, we're Canadian, yeah.
73.5?
73.5, kind of exam you would have gotten in Sec 4, you go home, you're like, but it's okay. It could have been better.
It's not bad.
But I wasn't like a little failure, and I didn't really put much effort into it. I just went through the motions very well.
I like it.
That's my grading.
I wanted to
be C minus, I guess, for the Americans, or is that C?
C minus. I think a C.
Because I think C minus, you're getting into the 60s, right? No.
I don't know. Our American friends are going to tell us. American friends. You know, before we get into Mercato updates, what we've heard, what we know, what we don't know, in this day and age, Jan, where a couple of weeks ago, WWE signs an exclusive with ESPN. UFC just announced yesterday, signing an exclusive big deal, $7 billion deal with Paramount Plus. The Serie A, ladies and gentlemen, has named a partnership with the National Hockey League. And on the first day of Serie A, the first week, there will be at Milan Cremonese some NHL legends. This is what Serie A, and I, okay, we're going to make fun. It is what it is, but it's cool. But how does this help Serie A, or how does this help? Then I'm going to ask you who you think is going to end the NHL. How does this?
It's, I think, to show off Milan Cortina, like the Olympics that are coming, right? And they signed a partnership. So they said, why don't you come have a coffee? And the NHL's like, okay, come over and have a coffee. That's it.
So I would go with Bobby Luongo. He's going to be like team captain over there. He and just wanted to.
And he's a Napoli connection.
Fan. That's what he told us.
6 degrees of separation. Milan Weekly Podcast, Chocharos, Roberto Luongo, NHL in Milano. You see?
He told us not to post it because he's a Napoli fan. Thank you, Robert. I would go with maybe NHL Hall of Famer. I hope he's a Hall of Famer. Al Iafredi,
man.
My dad liked him because he had that mullet.
He never let's be honest. Every Italian man loved him because he held on to the dream. He was going bald, but he held on to the mullet.
I like
him. We gave them all hope. All our uncles, all our dads that are like, you know, kind of losing.
What's that guy that won the stand? Was at Washington, Mezzapane. What's his name?
Mangiapane.
What a name.
Dino Ciccarelli.
Hey, it's Ciccarelli. Huh?
Ciccarelli.
But remember, he said in an interview, it's Ciccarelli. I'm American. My dad got so pissed off. Who else would be there? Rick DiPietro.
10 feet too many. DiPietro.
Rick DiPietro, Mangiapane. Who else would be there? I don't know any big.
Todd Bertuzzi, you go in there with a bat. And what a decline! He lost his mind, the guy. Todd Bertuzzi.
But guys, Serie A, not only are they been battling piracy on one side, they're joining forces.
They're bringing in the enforcers to fight piracy. It's all making sense, Vinny. That's why the NHL is partnering up with Serie A. That's why they're going to be there in Milano. They're going to be there to fight piracy. Dino Ciccarelli, Al Iafredi, they're there.
Oh, but Jesus Christ, man. Yes, so I don't know. We'll see when Gretzky. He's Italian. I knew it was kind of Italian there. I always remember those, you know, my dad like always liking these Italian names. I remember watching an NBA. Remember This Is My House commercial used to do like in the late 90s, early 2000s?
Tumbo.
And they had Kobe dribbling, and he's like, "Questa mia casa." And my father looked at me, "Ma che sei italiano?" I go, "Pa, you know, he grew up in Italy." "Ma che sei giocatore buono, questo qua?" Okay, he's
instantly proud. Instantly proud. Fully knowledgeable about basketball. One guy.
You guys, let us know in the comments who will be the NHL representatives at Milan Cremonese on the first game day of Serie A.
Andrew Raycroft during the lockout did play for the Milan team. He's a TV personality. It's actually a legit bet. Maybe Andrew Raycroft's going to be there. He played in Milan. That would make sense.
We'll have some fun on the following Monday after that game. Let's go through this Mercato update, and if we have to listen to every single thing that we see, what's your percentage of belief Vlahovic is a possibility?
Zero. Unless he's coming to do charity work, we can't pay him $12 million net this season. That's like three of our players. Two players in Leao is $12 million net. I don't think it's.
Frank, don't you worry. Be. Family first. If anything, we'll FaceTime each other. Non te preoccupare, Frank.
If Juve would pay half his salary, then Juve, I could see that. Because at this point, Juve is going to either pay his full salary. Juve is either going to play his full salary and he's not going to play. I think they're playing the waiting game. And for once, Milan's in the driver. Anybody with Juve is in the driver's seat because they know they're going to be stuck with a massive payroll. So you never know. The last couple of days, you might get a guy at a nusconto, like 40% off, you know, of the salary. Then it might make sense. That's the only way it does. 50% off.
You know how I'm not gonna change my tune now, but I did say when Vlahovic went from Fiorentina to Juve, is that a player on the Allegri, he wasn't played to his full, you know, potential because of his style of formation or style of play. Why is everybody kind of getting excited to the idea of this, even though, yeah, I'm with you, like, I'm going to cut my salary in half, and even at half, it's $6 million a year. Leao's making, what, $4.5 million? So why would this be different? Because he just wants to change mentally? What would be...
You want to continue making that salary, right? His contract's up soon, so he has to prove it that he can do it somewhere else or there. And I think Vlahovic was good at Juve when he first went there. As the team got less and less quick and reliable around him, so did he decline, and that's like with any striker, right? So I do believe at Milan, he would be okay under Allegri. And it's funny, I was hearing the same thing, Vinny, that people, that Allegri didn't use Vlahovic properly, and if that was true, why would the player want to even come here? Wouldn't you say no? Something, playing with Leao, playing with Pulisic, that's a lot better than who he was getting serviced by at the Juventus right now.
I'll give it 10%, not more than that, unless he really wants to play with Allegri.
I give it zero because I don't think that's going to happen, and I think we're honestly going to get that kid from Manchester United.
Speaking of him, sold from Atalanta for what, 80 million at the time?
Yeah, but that's a Premier League tax. That's like 35 million over here, isn't it?
Okay. I've seen his name a couple of times, right? And I just don't, I don't know if it should raise a flag, but player to leave Serie A 1 year, doesn't find space and wants to come back, right?
He doesn't really want to come back though. The team is open to him coming here. Milan wants to get him. And it's the first time because they always like to say, oh, the players will come to Milan. He said that he wants to try and fight for a spot at Manchester United. So maybe he comes in January if he doesn't get through. And his agent tells him, hey, you have half a year to make it up now. But I think he would be a good low-risk option because I like Jimenez. Like, are we really going to get rid of him after like 3 months, 4 months? Like,
no, I don't see us getting, not on that kind of investment.
No, I don't think so.
But we did give up.
We're going to invest another 45 million on 65 million on Vlahovic and pay him $12 million a year. It doesn't make sense. And if you're going to pay $12 million a year for a player, I'm sorry. So I'm not going to go for Vlahovic.
That's a good. Yeah, that's a good.
You know, like if I'm going to do that and make Leao mad and know that my salary is going to go through the roof the next couple of years, no. So, no.
All right. So. I know nothing has been made official, but he already gave an interview thanking Milan, the time he spent here. Who's running the scouting there? Who's running the finances at Newcastle? £35 million.
Yeah, okay.
For Malik Chow.
Okay. It's so pocket is change. It's pocket change. No, but you're shopping on a discount.
Finally, you're going to tell me he's worth £35 million? No. €21 million?
No. But half the people that sell a house in Montreal, it's not worth that. Does anyone say anything? No, it's fine. It's
but when was the last time? When was the last time that you felt we were like, holy shit, man? What a good, like, this is paying.
It shows you have a sporting director, eh? No, I don't take this as a comment against Maldini before I get a letter at my house to cease and desist from somebody. Okay, it's not that. But it does show. We have a real sporting director that knows how to make moves. Has he been perfect? No, nobody's perfect. But let's be honest about this summer, how things are going. I feel pretty confident with the guy. He reacted quickly to Chow and everything moving. We got the winter. We have money left over. Maybe sell Musa. Maybe we have more money left over.
No, Tari, I remember me and Steve, all those moves he used to do at Lazio back then. It's like, holy shit, man, he knows what the hell he's doing. Yeah. You know, Marko Lazetic, he's still Who? Around? I'm reading this correctly. Lazetic with an apostrophe. Aberdeen, yes, in the Scottish League.
Yeah.
But how many games did he play for Milan?
Did you ever play a game for Milan? Okay, good for him. He's getting sold. He's interested in him. No one's interested in us.
The winter, we said, was coming. The new guys from Young Boys who were going to pretend that as soon as he signed, he's the next coming of Christ for Milan. But I mean, I want to ask you, who's going to leave? Out of all the players you've seen, like...
Players Okafor, that want to leave are going to leave. Like Okafor, Rangers,
Okafor, Salamakers.
I would keep Okafor. I don't know why. I think he can be a versatile backup on either side. As you know, he's not a starter, but what are you going to get better than him right now?
Salamakers?
I like him too. I always liked him. But again, not a starter. But like, we need guys on the bench that are reliable.
But these are not the players that you're going to keep to go deep in the Champions League.
We're not in the Champions League. Next year, you get rid of them. These are the guys you're going to keep this year to finish top four. So I think we're fine. And, you know, we're already adding a lot of guys. We're already adding a lot of players.
Who's leaving? If you had to pick one, Musa, Chucky.
Chukwueze and Musa could leave, I think.
You got to get rid of one. Between Chukwueze and Musa.
And Musa, I would get rid of Chukwueze because Musa is more versatile. Even though he's a donkey, he's more versatile than Chukwueze. So I would get rid of Chukwueze over Musa. But I would get rid of both of them. If you can get rid of two guys,
I'm saying good. If you had to pick just one position to buy, would it go back to what you're saying at the beginning of the center back?
I will go to center back, and then you're stuck keeping Chukwueze because you're going to maybe start playing Leao as striker for some games when Jimenez can't play. Because you know what I mean? Like, there's a reason they tested him out as striker. Right? If they don't get this, it's possible. He didn't look super out of shape over there. But yeah, Chiesa would be interesting because we get an Italian, and we always need someone to play goaltender. And with Allegri, you never know. Chiesa can play goalie instead of Meña, so it's good.
Where do you think he's going, Chiesa?
Last minute, I think. Last minute, Napoli, Milan.
Raspadori's at Atletico right now.
Good for him.
Good for him.
26 million they spent.
26? That's so many over there in Spain.
Plus bonuses, so maybe it goes to 31, but I think it's 26 is the fee.
Not Chamala.
He's not even that old, eh?
No.
But he's 24 years old or something.
Get some experience abroad. We shall see. What are you expecting this Sunday? Milan-Bari. Is Allegri coming guns a-blazing? I know it's a week before the start of the Serie A. And, you know, if I was taking a look, Jan, to our upcoming schedule, and, you know, you do have Cremonese, Lecce, Bologna, Udinese. And then you go to Napoli, Juve, Fiorentina, Pisa, but those first four games, Cremonese, Lecce, Bologna, Udinese, Bari a week before, do you go guns a-blazing against Bari? Knowing Allegri, or
Define, now you know it's Allegri, you know it's Serie A, and you know it's Bari. Define guns a-blazing.
For me, guns a-blazing.
Your game one your starting
best,
lineup?
Your best starting 11. Does he go guns a-blazing?
I think he goes best starting lineup because they don't have much else to play for. And I remember when he was being presented and it was like that 45-minute interview, he mentions Coppa Italia a few times. Mm-hmm. We haven't won it since, what, 2003, guys?
2003.
I'm not a big, like, wow, we won this, the Coppa Italia, but I think it would be a good test. When the Coppa Italia qualify for Champions League, possibly win the Scudetto, but if you don't, that's a nice consolation after a year of shit. Coppa Italia champion. Would you take that right now? Would you take
say
that
again?
Would you take the result? No scudetto, but Coppa Italia and Champions League guaranteed. You win them. You win the Coppa Italia and you finish fourth place. That's it. No scudetto. Would you take that today?
No, because of the results of last year, we are playing once a week.
We have
a coach in Allegri. There is no reason why we shouldn't be winning the scudetto this year.
We want our own triplete: Champions League, Coppa Italia, scudetto.
Give me a second star. Give me a second star. Thank you, Liban. Just give me a fucking second star. Because if Napoli, the way I look at it, if Inter was the best team in Serie A last year, by far.
Napoli, by far? I wouldn't say by far. I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe not. They were the best team. The best team in Serie A.
Yeah.
If Napoli had to leave it to the last two games of the season, where at one point they just let Inter creep back in, playing once a week.
They also lost their best player and managed to continue on and win. So I think that's why they let Inter come back in. Because if Cavaradona stays, I think they win it comfortably.
There's no other, for me, scudetto.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy, but the way... We didn't go get Paladino as a coach. We didn't get Juric as a coach. We got Allegri. And I even said it again today. I go, guys, when you guys got rid of Allegri, I felt that you guys were making a mistake because Allegri's a good coach. You just don't have the players to make you with friends. And no, I that's my expectation for this year. Scudetto and nothing else. You know, and who's saying Mark is there? The first four games, those should be wins. Not even a discussion. Yeah.
Bologna is probably going to be the toughest opponent in those first four.
Yeah. And I think Allegri is not going to let the team, as we say in Francais, dégringoler. No, like if you hit that, you know, that low, he's going to pick you back up by the time the next game comes. And now you'll have that week in between games. So I'm going to go with no. My expectation is the scudetto. Give me a fucking second star, as Steve would say. That's the way I see it. Okay, would you be happy?
That wasn't my question, though. My question is...
Would I take it?
Would you take it? Right today, would you take that without the risk of not winning the Scudetto, right? I would take that. Of course, you want to win the Scudetto.
Or you go battle for a Scudetto, but if not, for sure, Coppa Italia and top four. Fuck.
Like, I'm saying... You would win this even if Leal broke his leg tomorrow. Like I'm saying, it's in your favor. Like you know that if you take this bet, it's happening. But you'll never win the Scudetto this year. Because it's tough to win the Scudetto. It's a tough league to win.
Then again, the Coppa Italia haven't won in 23 years. Nobody complains about that, right? But nobody's like, oh my God, where's our next Coppa Italia? People want a second start. So no, I would go battle for the Scudetto.
Second start. Okay, second. So... Would you take
Allegri would take Salamakers and make him play center back. You understand? He remember when he used to put Mattia, what was his name? Decilio. He used to put him as a forward or something. I still love those skits. But no, I got a battle. I got a battle for this kid.
I'm not saying I would take it. I'm trying to make conversation because I see people in the. I want people to come
what
out.
What do you guys say, man? No, I would.
You risk it all, if you can win nothing, but you're going for Scudetto anyway.
I'm risking it all. I like to gamble. I haven't gambled in a while. Let me gamble a little bit. If you take this bet,
you get like the Juve referee treatment all year. You're always getting a penalty shot. It's like you're playing the game on easy. You know what I mean? Welcome back, Allegri.
I love it. Coppa Italia's secondary objective, main objective should be the Scudetto on one game.
We'll ask this question again after match day 10. After match day 10, we'll ask this question. 10 games in, we'll ask this question again, okay?
All right, we'll go from there. I'm going to take this as your closing comment. The one player that you enjoyed or were pleasantly surprised by in these last four or five preseason games? Modric.
Okay, he hasn't done much yet, but Salamakers, Jashari, even though it was a little bit. Bartesaghi, in a sense, not impressed, but I didn't see him like make a lot of mistakes. So I'm like, that's different from last year. So there's been progress there. But I'm not saying I'm impressed, like, wow, he should be starting. But I see a little progress.
Well,
a little
you're bit like, wow, he didn't fuck up. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Ricci as well, he's looked calm. He's looked calm enough. But I can't say I've been super impressed. It's mostly, I'm just happy to see Salamaker's back doing some nice things. These fringe guys, right? They came back from loan. Never wonder how they're feeling. And Jashari impressed me in his poise in that first game. Leads there, not that he was Pirlo in the midfield, but he looked poised, he looked ready to go, and I was worried that sitting out practices and everything, he would have been a bit sluggish. He's looking good, so I think I'm happy like our midfield is a lot more solid this year, but everyone's gonna point at the defense, yes, but I do believe that if you have a solid midfield in front of an okay defense, it makes them just a bit better, right? So I think last year we lacked both. We lacked defense and midfield. Because Reinders was good, but he was alone. And Fofana was running around like a chicken manure. And I think that's partially the system that they were playing, because I don't think Fofana's a particularly bad player. So, yeah.
All right. I'm going to go, maybe might surprise you on this one, but I was the most surprised by Leão. No smiling. Tracking back. It's friendly games, and he's playing. You can see that he's fitting in, even in the position of a striker. And I was really the most and when we went down to 10 men, I don't know if you noticed, he was there defending on corners, and he was tracking back, and I liked seeing that. I really, really did. So I'm going to go with most surprised by. And, you know, like, guys are mentioning, Salamakers or Ricci. Yeah, but to me, it was just most surprising because so far, this is the kind of layout that we've seen. It's been a while we haven't seen this. But if I go to the layout with the sideline incident to the layout I saw in the last 4 or 5 games I've seen him play, I see a different player. Now, I don't know what it has to do with the good words you said about Allegri, or maybe they take him, even Loftus-Cheeks. Loftus-Cheeks is like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that's another good shot.
Loftus-Cheeks is like, I remember those first couple of games that I saw him play with Milan. I was like, oh my God, who's this freight train? And he looked good there. But I think it was more, I think we've gotten used to a certain layout that we've seen in the last 15, 20 games of the last season to what I've seen now. But I would do a toss up between Leão and Loftus-Cheeks. But no, even Salamaker's. Yeah, no, Salamaker too. A good pick there, guys. So we'll see who is going to, what he's going to do on Sunday. 3:15 start Eastern time. Come on, come all. Montreal, Milan Club, Montreal. We're going to be at Chicharos. I don't know if you wanted to finish off with anything else that we just discussed. I like these little, you know, under 50 minutes. We just got through the, we didn't do any clickbait. You know, we are not doing... Oh, you're muted.
We forgot one important element for Mercato. Morata, most likely going to Como. They got an agreement with Galatasaray, so that's going to should be another $12 million.
We're getting 12?
12 million.
We're getting 12. We sold them, and then we're getting back 12.
That's what it was on Sky on the ticker.
On the ticker, 12 million.
I think 12 million, 8 goes to Galatasaray, 7 goes to us. So 7 million to us, yeah. To break the loan, 5 million to
them. Hey, Litari. I like him. Yeah. But guys, thank you so very much for tuning in. Next Monday, I believe the scouting job will be done for Stevie P. We'll be back here on next Monday talking about the Coppa Italia game. Guys, it is what it is. This year, no Champions League. You know, it's going to be challenging year. That's why I go back to the Scudetto. Coast to Coast will be here. Somebody was asking about busted tweets. Yeah, and I don't know. It's. I think now they know what they're doing. Is this? Oh, have you found some?
I don't know. I think we need a new gimmick. I think it's over. I think people are just, they take it too seriously. So can't make fun of them. Get all mad.
They get mad, eh?
Yeah.
Or we'll, you know what? Else. Maybe we should do like the, not busted tweets, but like, you know, the best comments that we get on our Twitter responses or Twitter, but that will be still busted.
Those are good. Those it are would be busted, good. But it's like you're fishing for the for the hook. You're fishing for them, you know?
Yeah. That's good. But we will black out their names, like, you know, like in the newspapers with, like, you know, we don't want to be identified.
Yeah, yeah. I have to get their permission. Like an RCA, get a cease and desist letter or something. You never know.
We paid Gala $5 million to get him back. What are you saying, Ricardo?
Yeah, I think, well, we didn't pay it. I think it's all coming from that sale. Because it's that sale, we'll get it. Totale 12 milioni. So I think that's what's costing Como. And how we pay off Galatasaray with that $12 million is how it's going to go.
It's negotiating. We're like, you know, like George. Yeah, and exactly, thank you so very much for joining me. Hope you enjoyed this week. Shall I see you this Sunday at the Chicharos?
Yeah, I believe I'll be there. Yes, I'm
going to have a nice There's a couple of Bares there at the bar. They're going to be watching with us. I hope they don't speak in Bares because I don't know if you ever heard Bares.
I have.
You have. So
Papa is Batan. So right there.
Is it Batan? Oh, it's true. Your dad's a buddy. So, okay. So
No. My friend's dad's a buddy.
So. Your friend's dad's a buddy. You know, it's just a completely different language. I don't get it. But I'll see you on Sunday. British beer is on Presidente. He doesn't know yet. He will know. It will know soon. Guys, please, again, thank you for supporting, liking, subscribing, and stay tuned to your Apple Podcast, Spotify. It will be fixed in the next coming month, I believe Presidente was saying. So no more waiting, no more issues. On that note, ovunque, e sempre.
Forza Milan.
Ciao, guys.